Hi, today I'll share insights from a research paper I co-authored on corporate environmental responsibility in emerging economies. This topic blends science, strategy, and society with real-world relevance for businesses, policymakers, and those who care about our planet's future. Climate change is no longer a distant problem. It's here, urgent, and reshaping how businesses operate. Global efforts like the European Green Deal push companies to align strategies with sustainability goals, aiming for carbon neutrality while staying competitive. But in emerging economies, challenges like informality, limited financial resources, and inconsistent regulations make the path to sustainability complex, yet full of opportunities. We conducted a comparative study of Peru and Chile, two Latin American countries with shared geography and trade ties, but very different institutional frameworks. Peru faces high informality and natural resource dependency, while Chile has greater institutional stability, OECD membership, and a globally competitive market. Using FACISET qualitative comparative analysis, we examine how variables like access to finance, company size, regulations, and digital transformation influence environmental spending. Analyzing data from over 500 companies across industry reveal insights applicable both locally and globally. In low competitiveness economies like Peru, small firms view environmental responsibility as a survival strategy. For example, Berman Rivera, a Peruvian textile firm, uses sustainability certifications to compete against informal businesses and expand internationally. In contrast, high competitiveness contexts like Chile see large firms investing in CER for legitimacy. Many use cloud computing and digital logistics to optimize processes, cut waste, and meet international sustainability standards. One Chilean exporter even uses blockchain to ensure supply chain transparency, a growing practice in industry like fair trade coffee production in Colombia. Digital transformation's role varies significantly. In Peru, informal competition limits digital tools' effectiveness, making it harder for small firms to scale sustainable practices. In Chile, digital transformation is a game changer, helping large firms reduce cost, improve efficiency, and boost environmental impact. So, what does this mean in practice? For businesses, CER isn't just a cost, it's a strategic opportunity. Small firms can use sustainability to stand out, while large firms leverage it to build trust and secure long-term viability. For policymakers, tackling informality and supporting digital transformation are key. Clear regulations and targeted incentives can help businesses thrive sustainably. To learn more, check out our full study. Let's continue the conversation about how business can lead to the way to a greener, more sustainable future.